Good morning, a Monday morning. Back with us, Yancey Roy, Albany Bureau Chief for Newsday. Good morning, Yancey.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, we have a really tough time right now in New York and the country for COVID-19. With infection rates up, we're hovering around 5% in New York. But we have a light at the end of the tunnel, and that's vaccines. Those are headed out now. Give us a sense of what's happening this morning, along with any other issues involved with the virus.
Well, that's right. State of New York, along with other states, getting ready to receive the vaccine and how to distribute it. First, it's going to be going to nursing home workers there and then essential healthcare workers. At the same time, there's some issues spinning out of that. I mean, the statewide infection rate is up to about 5% over the weekend, 106 new deaths announced yesterday. You know, there's a couple of things going on with that. On Long Island and elsewhere, officials are starting to grapple with how to convince people to take the vaccine. The Long Island congressional delegation has all pledged publicly to take it. The county executive is starting a PR campaign to try to get people interested and kind of melt away their skepticism. This is also going on in other counties. And at the same time, we're dealing with a lot of the financial fallout of this. Over this weekend, Senator Chuck Schumer touched on the issue of the Metropolitan Transportation Authority needing $4 billion in relief to sort of keep going and avoid any major cutbacks in service. So a lot of wheels spinning right now as we get the combination of the vaccine arriving, the end of the year coming, and a promise from Washington to do something to help the states.
Which ties right into another story you have in the paper today about TAP aid. That's tuition assistance aid.
That's right. These are the main financial assistance program to college students in New York, and it's suffering a cutback like a lot of other programs in New York. Right now, the state is delaying 20% of the funding that it pays to public and private colleges statewide, according to an internal memo dated back on November 30th. What this means is, for example, the state is withholding 20% of what it pays to, let's say, SUNY Oneonta. But it's not docking students' awards 20%. So somehow or another, the campuses, such as Oneonta or any other campus, might have to make up the difference. And they're not sure that they can right now. Again, going back to, will Washington provide more help to the states to help solve this problem as well?
He is Yancey Roy, Albany Bureau Chief for Newsday. Joins us on Mondays. You could read more at newsday.com. Yancey, thank you.
Thank you.